On Tuesday's front page, federal regulators found millions in customer money went missing from a financial firm run by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine. The firm has now filed for bankruptcy. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain called accusations of sexual harassment a witch hunt. He said he'd been falsely accused back in the 1990s when he headed the National Restaurant Association. And what airlines are doing to reduce boarding times. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the European debt crisis claimed its first big casualty on Wall Street. A securities firm run by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine filed for bankruptcy protection. Federal regulators discovered millions in customer money had gone missing from MF Global. That scuttled a deal to sell off a big stake in the firm. Now regulators are examining whether MF Global diverted some customer funds to support its own trades. As much as $700 million could be missing. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain said he was falsely accused of sexual harassment in the 1990s. That was when he headed a restaurant trade association. Politico said the National Restaurant Association paid financial settlements to two women employees. Cain himself said he didn't know whether that was true, but he said there's nothing to dig up. First we hear from Cain, then from Times reporter Jeff Zeleny.
Never have I committed any sort of sexual harassment.
It's really the first big test for the Cain campaign. Are they able to handle this type of incoming questions and scrutiny? So far, he's not had to deal with this because he's operated sort of on the edges of this campaign. Now he is right in the center. All polls across the board are showing that he is either in the lead or sharing the lead with Mitt Romney. In fact, over the weekend, the latest Iowa poll from the Des Moines Register showed that Mr. Cain and Mitt Romney are essentially neck and neck in this race. Now, there's not a Republican presidential debate until next week, so all eyes are focused on Herman Cain and how he adjusts to this new scrutiny. He had a twinkle in his eye as he walked off the stage this morning, signifying that Herman Cain is going to stay around.
Times reporter Jeff Zeleny. Also on Tuesday's front page, Haiti is trying 13 police officers. They're charged with murder or attempted murder in connection with a prison massacre. Tuesday's Times says the trial is remarkable considering Haiti's history of corrupt courts, but last week Haiti's new justice minister showed his support by visiting the trial. He says it's an opportunity to show no one is above the law. The disturbance took place after Haiti's devastating earthquake last year. At the time, prison officials said one detainee had killed 20 inmates. An investigation by the Times found the officers had shot them. They buried the bodies in unmarked graves. The Lebanese police are accusing Syria of orchestrating the kidnapping of Syrian dissidents in Lebanon. Lebanon has been a haven for Syrian dissidents since the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad began. The 89-year-old co-founder of Syria's ruling party disappeared while visiting his daughter in Beirut. He'd spoken out against Assad. The Lebanese police say he was picked up by a black SUV that took him across the border. From Los Angeles to Wall Street, homeless men and women have joined the Occupy protesters in large numbers. They're there less for the cause than for what they say is an easier life. There's food, there's safety, and there's bathrooms. The protesters aren't sure how to handle them. The homeless have also raised the pressure on local authorities to crack down. Airlines are trying to cut boarding times, which have doubled since the 1970s. It now takes between 30 and 40 minutes to board 140 passengers on a domestic flight. Tuesday's Times says checked baggage fees have only added to the problem. That's because travelers now bring more roll-on luggage on board. American Airlines has another solution. It's charging passengers as much as $19 to get on the plane early. Inside Tuesday's Times, the cleanup continues after the storm that stole Halloween. From New Jersey to Massachusetts, some towns called off trick-or-treating because downed power lines and fallen trees posed a danger to ghosts and goblins. Other towns suggested what amounted to curfews, urging kids to ring all the doorbells they wanted before nightfall. Also here in New York, Cooper Union may start charging tuition for undergraduates. Cooper Union was founded in 1859 to provide free education for the working class. but now it's facing serious financial troubles. Tuition would be a major shift, and it's not clear what Cooper Union would charge. Cooper Union has been one of the nation's most selective schools. It only admits between 5% and 10% of its applicants. UNESCO approved full membership for the Palestinians. That will cost UNESCO about $70 million. Some 22% of its budget comes from the U.S., another 3% comes from Israel. The State Department says a $60 million payment scheduled for this month won't go out. UNESCO is defying a mandated cutoff of American funds. In Tuesday's Business Day section, the Government Accountability Office says the Federal Reserve Bank here in New York did not press financial firms to accept discounts on what they were owed by AIG. This was back in 2008. The GAO says Fed officials in Washington expected New York to work out concessions. The GAO also says that when one company offered to accept a reduced payment, the New York Fed responded it had decided to pay the full amount. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.